activity using the best techniques. Second, examples of most popular to-do lists, but reasons why those are not effective for everyone. Next, how to prioritize tasks efficiently in a reasonable time. Finally, a step-by-step guide to designing a to-do list in 5 minutes. So, if you want to increase your productivity and be successful, what do you expect but to continue reading this book? Keep reading. Enjoy. Chapter 1. Why do you fail to complete tasks even with a to-do list? Many people, including you, have failed to use a to-do list effectively. Most do it with the expectation of getting a sense of order and, of course, to carry out incomplete tasks. Not everyone experiences that feeling of being organized, but everyone longs for it. Having a clear and organized idea of your responsibilities, of what you have to do, will allow you to resolve matters calmly and get things done in a precise way. You realize that sometimes, despite the fact that everything is apparently under control, the to-do list resists. You cannot cross out tasks, and the commitments continue accumulating one after the other. Finally, when you see that the to-do list does not seem to work, you stop writing things down and try to keep going as usual, until the next crisis. The total confusion about the concept of a to-do list. All of us who have spent time studying personal productivity have heard and read many times that the best tool to improve productivity is to use a to-do list. Common sense, right? Well, let me tell you that, as is often the case, to think that a productive practice is simply common sense, i.e., anyone can do it without thinking too much, is the first step towards failing miserably. While it is true that a to-do list is something very simple to make, it is much harder to do it well and see it through. A look into a typical to-do list. Most of what people call to-do lists are actually amorphous and fragmented masses of desires. Things they need, pending activities, reminders, and commitments. Let's take, for example, the task prepare a report. Apparently, we are clear about what we need to do, right? We have a verb, the action, and a noun, the result we want to obtain. Everything seems ready to start, but it doesn't really work. What's going on? What you have to do to ensure that your to-do list works. If your subconscious realizes that information is missing or that it is not sure about what needs to be done, it will resist. It's as simple as that. And it's very easy to check. There are always tasks on your to-do list that you systematically skip over and over again, no matter how urgent they may be. In order to unblock your mind and fix the situation, you first have to clarify what the task means and the first physical action that you have to carry out. In the previous example, although prepare is a verb, it doesn't constitute a specific concrete action that you can do, and your subconscious knows it. What does prepare really mean? Is it about getting yourself ready to write the report? Do you already have the structure clear? Do you already have the necessary information? And if you don't, do you know how to get it or who you can ask? By asking the right questions, what previously seemed like a clear task now begins to take the form of what we so-call a project, or set of physical actions aimed at obtaining a result. In other words, prepare a report is not a specific action that you can start. The central problem is that our ranking of importance is too broad, so the to-do list of high-priority items becomes too big. Everything seems important. Or perhaps the to-do list seems to focus on the wrong things at the wrong time. We often give up soon after, with the feeling that it's just not working. And so we fall back into overwhelming feelings of frustration and even guilt for not being able to keep up. Chapter 2. Three examples of the most popular to-do lists. The methodologies of task organization are intended to help you organize yourself effectively and in a simple way to do all the tasks you have to complete, whether in your personal, academic, or professional life, allowing you to plan, order, and prioritize your work and avoid the trap of procrastination. But what happens if you don't choose the best method? You would agree with me if I told you that you would fail. That's why, in this chapter, I'm going to show